In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Are you ready for more mobile video? Apple and Google hope so.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Apple and Google have both made some minor tweaks to their mobile web browsers very recently, allowing video content to play automatically in web pages if audio is muted. The thinking is it could potentially amp up mobile video consumption for online publishers, and it could also possibly unleash the floodgates to new revenue opportunities as well. Let's get the very latest. Joining us now is media reporter for the Wall Street Journal and co-host of the Wall Street Journal's Media Mix podcast, Jack Marshall. Hi, Jack.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. So this new initiative from Apple and Google, these tweaks that essentially allow marketers to automatically play video content when a potential customer visits their site, it's an interesting shift that we're seeing more and more. Why could this be a big deal for web video?
Well, it's good for marketers because if, for example, they have the type of product that they may wish to demonstrate, when users visit their website, they can sort of greet them with a video that sort of immediately launches them into that sort of immersive experience.
Is there concern about how consumers will react?
Yeah, I think so. Facebook actually introduced autoplay video a couple of years back in its mobile app. At the time, I think some consumers weren't big fans of it. Over time, I think people have gotten used to it in that environment. And the thinking is that on mobile websites, they'll get used to that too. But there's definitely sort of a chance that consumers may not be too happy about being inundated with video on every website they visit.
The other issue that comes up is data usage. That was the first thing that I thought of, and I know you noted it in your article. That has to be something that could backfire.
Yeah, I think so. It's potentially good news for wireless operators, the people that are charging for this data.
Yeah.
For consumers, if they don't have unlimited data plans, then it does seem possible that they may end up downloading more data and, ultimately paying for that.
How are publishers able to monetize autoplay web video? I imagine it's a tricky endeavor.
It's still early days, there are still some questions that need to be answered on that front. But increasingly, publishers are gravitating towards what's called sponsored content or native advertising. So one way that they may sort of be able to monetize this is by placing branded segments or pieces of branded video on the websites that play automatically, that are sort of exposing consumers to advertisers in that way.
Are major video publishers starting to adopt this practice?
It's still early, as I said. I know it's on the radar of a few major publishers. To the point that you made earlier, I think they're sort of trying to get a sense of how consumers will react before they roll this out. But it's definitely on their radar and definitely something that they're considering.
Furthermore, advertisers and advertising agencies, where do they stand on this?
Yeah, so it's interesting. The whole issue of autoplay video has been up for debate amongst advertisers and agencies. Some major agencies have said that they don't think that they should have to pay for video that is not user initiated, meaning that a user hasn't sort of explicitly chosen to watch it. And then there are also some considerations around sound as well. So these updates, video will only play automatically if the sound is disabled. And some advertisers are not too happy about the idea of paying for advertising that doesn't include sound.
Right. So ultimately, and you mentioned Facebook earlier, it seems like this practice went relatively smooth for Facebook. So maybe we can use that as the example right now to predict how this might roll out.
Yeah, I think it all depends on the execution, because within Facebook, it appears within what's called the Facebook news feed. So it's relatively easy to scroll past it if it doesn't interest you. Facebook would argue that it doesn't sort of interrupt the user experience too much. So I think it just depends on how this is adopted by publishers, and also how consistent it is, because publishers may all implement it in a slightly different way, Which then has the potential to confuse consumers. So I think we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out.
Yeah, like you said, it's still early. Jack Marshall, thanks for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking to Jack Marshall. He covers all things media for The Wall Street Journal. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.